In 1969, nearly 50% of students in the United States walked to school. Now, it's less than 15%. And with parents concerned about traffic, weather, and safety, jumping in the car is, well, just easier. But in one Montgomery town, there's an effort underway to change the culture, as WHYY's Jessica McDonald reports from Pottstown.
It's a cold winter morning, and it's time to get to school. But for these kids, there is no yellow bus coming to pick them up. They are the bus. A handful of volunteers in neon green vests are on hand to help corral the kids and get them safely to Pottstown's Rupert Elementary.
All right, be careful of the puddle when we cross here.
The walking school bus is a simple concept, although one that has mostly caught on only in the UK, Canada, and Australia and New Zealand. 10-year-old Liana is all for it.
It's fun.
Yeah, why?
Because I get to meet all my friends.
Fellow fourth grader Soraya agrees. She used to walk by herself.
So you like this better?
Yeah. But for others, it's a harder sell.
Do you like walking?
No. It is freezing.
The weather can certainly be a challenge. And for some of these kids, especially the little ones, the mile and a half trek can be long. The idea began as a practical solution when a major road in Pottstown, High Street, was no longer classified as a hazardous roadway, and Rupert did away with its traditional buses.
The need came up more immediately, like, hey, our community needs this because they're having some challenges in getting some children to school.
Rupert principal Matthew Moyer says the walking bus lets parents go ahead and get to work and know their kids won't be on their own. He's hoping it will reduce tardiness and boost attendance. The school hopes the added physical activity will also improve academic performance, mental health, and help kids lose weight. Leading the effort is Pottstown's wellness coordinator, David Genova, a tall and trim former personal trainer who's passionate about exercise.
Kids love to move. You know, the human body is meant to move.
Anecdotally, the bus, which was launched in October, has gone well.
The kids love it. And you know what? I've heard comments that the teachers say, some of them that used to show up not ready to learn are ready to learn because they've exerted some energy prior to getting to class. You gotta love that.
That's Kim Stillwell, a parent volunteer. But to truly tell if the walking bus makes a difference, Genova has brought in Mary Louise Midstarfer, a graduate student at the University of the Sciences in Philadelphia.
With the piloting of the walking school bus in one school and having two very similar demographic schools, it became the perfect case study.
She says other walking school buses generally haven't helped kids shed pounds, but they do have other benefits.
You create a sense of safety within the neighborhood, you reduce car traffic, you increase foot traffic.
In the case of Pottstown's bus, the community effects might be the strongest. Most walking buses use parents as volunteers, but Genova tapped primarily into local businesses.
I try to tie the walking school bus in with worksite wellness, getting their employees more physically active in the morning will make them more productive throughout the workday, and that's the way I kind of sold it.
The district vetted each volunteer, had them submit to background checks, and provided a two-day training session. Genova says six or seven businesses are now involved. The unusual design allows for community members not normally exposed to school children, teachers, and parents to be more integrated.
You're really breaking down boundaries, and you're creating friendships, and you're reducing the amount of strangers in the neighborhood.
Midstarfer calls this social capital, and along with other health indicators like body mass index, it's one of the things she'll be monitoring. The bus does face some long odds. Genova says some 95% of walking school buses eventually fail. He doesn't see that as an option.
Other school districts do this as something fun to do once a week, once a month. What we're doing is this is our main mode of transportation. This is how we're getting some of these kids to school because we don't have busing.
About an hour after the first kids began walking, the group has made it to school, and it's time to hand out some golden tickets for good behavior.
I was good.
Didn't you punch me like two or three times?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that doesn't qualify, but it gives you something to aspire to.
Tomorrow, you will get another chance. I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.